We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN here on a Wednesday morning, talking with our guests from USD 378 Riley County Schools, Superintendent Cliff Williams, USD 384 Blue Valley Superintendent John Cox, also joining us here this morning. We've got some other information here to pass along this morning. And Cliff, I know the bond has been a big deal there in 378 for quite some time. What's the latest update on construction?
Yes, Brandon, it is really getting exciting. You can see some grand physical changes outside. Last week, they put in our new pickup drop-off lane on the south side of the grade school. Again, that was a safety factor why we're doing that. We got, 500 kids leaving this building at 3:30 in the afternoon, and so it's very busy, and so it'll be great to prevent accidents and those types of things. Outside both of our buildings, our offices are getting a facelift. The goal there was to have more visibility so we can see who's coming and going. That was a key thing on our survey from our parents, that they wanted to know that we closely monitor who can come and who cannot into our buildings. On the south side of the grade school as well, they're taking out all the windows on the 1929 building, which is a two-story structure for those that don't know us. So you can imagine seeing all new windows in there. It'll be a much better learning environment, and it will match our new addition of 5 classrooms to the west of that building. So that's very exciting to see. Some neat things. Floor settling, when you have to fix that doesn't seem like that's very exciting, but the sheer technology that's involved in that to raise these floors, and they put this new foam that's in there and it finds all the voids, and it's been quite interesting to see what's been underneath there or not underneath there to create that settling problem. But it's nice to know that it's going to be fixed, and it's going to be fixed properly, and so our buildings will be better for students. It appears right now the number one question I probably field from patrons is, are we on schedule? I'd say we're about 97% on schedule. We do have a couple delays with some like floor tile and smart boards, those types of things, kind of reflections of the COVID process still going around in our country. But otherwise, we're on good shape, and looking forward to the first week in August is when we officially can get back in there and start moving things into the classroom. So it's very, very exciting.
Do they still have the road closed up there in Riley right now?
No, it is open now on all sides. Maybe you're referencing the highway going to the high school.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes, that's still closed. The tentative schedule right there is the middle of September that will be reopened. So we'll have a little bit of challenge at the beginning, but seems like our kids, with all the different activities going on at the high still, have handled that well. They're used to driving rock roads, and so they know all the shortcuts.
Of course. And I know we talked in the past, John, about construction over there on the big bridge over the lake. Is that still going on right now?
They've completed all of the road construction. They relaid all of the asphalt. They finished the striping the week school was getting out. So we look like we're headed into the right direction for no road stoppage for next year. It'll be nice to have a normal schedule.
Very good. We've got a caller waiting here on the line. I'll get to him next. Robert is holding. Good morning. Go ahead. Go ahead, Robert. You're on In Focus.
Okay. I'm glad that you have a plan A and plan B with the returning to classrooms possibilities. You know, in the old school world, some of us in the bell curve that could not deal with brick and mortar, like myself and my son and my grandson, luckily for them, there was online learning that they were able to adapt to and do well. And by the same token, losing a lot of your 30-year teachers when you had to switch to online learning, a lot of the other end of the bell curve, the students that have not been able to adapt to online, which might be a lack of parental discipline or a different way of learning, when they come back, they may be as much as a year behind in school. And thank goodness you have a plan B with this C19 deviant virus running through the younger population. You may have to do the online learning. Thank you so much for your considerations.
Well, thank you, Robert, for the feedback. We appreciate that. And you are accurate in saying that we call it pivot. That's a big buzzword right now in education, that we got to have that plan B. And we know that some kids thrived under that different environment and some did not. That's part of the reason that we received what we call this ESSER funding. And all the school districts are challenged with trying to make sure that kids get back on their grade level and or move ahead of that grade level. And so we're all trying to use those funds to assist in that process.
All right, very good. Thanks for the call. This time of year, we're always talking enrollment. Cliff, when does that get going, or is it going on already?
It starts in the middle of July, like John, and we have our traditional face-to-face format August 12th, which is not too far away. We may have to be a little flexible with that one, depending on where we are with the bond project, but we'll let our patrons know if we have any changes there. But we have seen over the past several years that we've moved to that online format. It's very popular. I believe about 85% of our families go that route. And with us kind of being a series of bedroom communities, it's just a nice convenience for them. So it's nice to adapt and help them as best we can. But it's just around the corner.
Very good. And all online, mostly online, you mentioned. John, is the same for you over there?
Yes. All of ours, we went to online last year. It was the first time that our district had done anything like that, and it went very, very well. So we've made some upgrades and adapted the process so that it makes it a little more convenient for families. Again, that time frame, we'll open it up on the 13th, and we plan on having all the information completed by the 23rd, but we know that there'll be some families who will straggle from time to time. And so we're flexible on that, but we'd like to have as much of that information in so that all of that information can be looked at. We can reach out to families who need specific help with one way or the other. So.
All right. Very good. And as far as some upcoming events, I know, John, you've got something coming up here real soon up there in Randolph.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I was super excited about last year, that they had the festival, but it wasn't the festival that I had heard so much about. Randolph is known in the region for having one of the largest festivals for Independence Day. That will be held on the 2nd and 3rd of July. It'll be from Friday night at 6:30, going all day Saturday. But the points that I want to make sure that everybody's aware of, that a lot of these activities during the day, it's a family-friendly environment, but a lot of our kids are hosting events in there. Our girls' athletic programs will be having a concession stand and serving breakfast and lunch, so it's important to come out and help them so they can raise the funds they need for their year. The girls' basketball team will be having the concession stand at the car show. And one of the events that I look forward to is the FFA hosting the pedal tractor pull. That will be starting at 5. As I was reading through the agenda of activities for the day, it really is a family-friendly event. And I was told hundreds, if not thousands of people show up for this event, and it's really a big deal. Fireworks will start at dark, and it'll be a fantastic event. So please come join the community, see what Randolph has to offer, and support our athletic programs and FFA as they raise funds for the year.
Sounds like a good time. Anything else, Cliff, that you want to highlight this morning?
I just want to highlight one event. Next week, we give all of our students participating in activities. So that'll be July 28th through July 5th that we give them a break from the activities. So there'll be no weights, no camps or anything else that's in there. That it's very busy for these kids over the summer. So it's nice to give them a week off. It does help us comply with the CAESIA requirements as well. for activities. So none of those events will be taking place next week.
All right. Well, it's an exciting time. Before you know it, we'll be talking about back to school here, as summer vacation always seems to fly by. It's always good to talk to you, gentlemen. Cliff, John, have a good 4th of July and a good weekend this weekend coming up.
Same to you, Brandon. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be joined by USD 475 Geary County Superintendent Reginald Eggleston when we return here on News Radio KMAN.